This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Observers report drones struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine Tuesday in the second day of attacks, exposing the vulnerability of some of Moscow's important military sites. Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out drone strikes inside Russia, and they've maintained ambiguity over previous high-profile attacks. Britain's defense ministry said Russia was likely to consider the attacks on Russian bases more than 500 kilometers from the border with Ukraine as some of the most strategically significant failures of force protection since Russia's invasion began in February. During a European Parliament meeting in Brussels Tuesday, Hungary vetoed a $19 billion loan program to Ukraine from the European Union. The veto is seen as a response by Hungary to an EU decision to delay COVID relief funds designated for the country after Hungary's government passed laws seen by the bloc as undermining democracy. EU Finance Minister Sigrid Kaag of Netherlands said aid for Ukraine is a top priority for the EU and political infighting should not be allowed to interfere with it.
Support to Ukraine, the commitment, the level of cooperation, but also the credibility of the European Union also rests with our ability to stand for the decisions we've taken. And that we need to be true to our word that in the case of Ukraine and support for the people of Ukraine in a time of war needs to be unequivocal. Every day counts. And this cannot be subject to any other deviation or other efforts that member states may undertake.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Tuesday Ukrainian embassies in Denmark and Romania have received more what he called bloody packages. Kuleba said in an online interview Tuesday with a Ukrainian news agency that last week Ukrainian embassies and consulates in several European countries received bloody packages that contained animal eyes as Russia continues its ongoing invasion. This is VOA News. The suspect accused of entering a Colorado Springs gay nightclub and killing five people and wounding 17 others was formally charged with 305 criminal counts Tuesday, including hate crimes and murder. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The charges came as 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared in court on Tuesday. Investigators say Aldrich entered Club Q, a sanctuary for the LGBTQ community in largely conservative Colorado Springs, just before midnight on November 19th, and began shooting during a drag queen's birthday celebration. The attack came on the eve of an annual Day of Remembrance for transgender people lost to violence. According to defense lawyers, Aldrich is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
European Union lawmakers and governments have reached a deal banning imports of products which contribute to deforestation around the world. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Preliminary agreement, which still needs to be formally adopted by the EU Parliament, requires companies to verify that the goods they sell in the EU have not led to deforestation and forest degradation anywhere in the world as of 2021. Companies will need to show goods they import comply with the rules in the country of origin, including on human rights and the protection of indigenous people. Forests around the world are increasingly under threat from clearance for timber and agriculture, including soybean and palm oil. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top U.S. House and Senate leaders Tuesday bestowed Congress's highest honor on law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The congressional gold medals were presented Tuesday in a ceremony on the Capitol Rotunda, which was overrun that day in 2021. Nearly 2 years ago, by supporters of then-President Donald Trump in a brutal and bloody attack. Four medals will be placed at the U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters, the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington, D.C., the Capitol and Smithsonian Institution. U.S. President Joe Biden said a medal will be placed at the Smithsonian so all visitors can understand what happened that day. The Mauna Loa volcano on Hawaii's Big Island continued to visibly erupt in the early hours Tuesday, with lava bubbling from a seam in the rocks. A U.S. Geological Survey scientist, Ken Hahn, said Monday that it is believed the volcano is spouting between 100 and 150 meters per second. He said the front of the lava flow is moving at approximately 15 meters per hour. A concern for many Hawaiians on the island is that the lava will reach Saddle Road, also known as Route 200, a major highway on the island. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.